Judas was not very happy over the role he had played in betraying Jesus. His mind kept going over and over those infamous events.
The master is worth more than 30 pieces of silver, but we won't argue about it. When and where do you wish him betrayed?
Late at night, so the people will be asleep. Here then is the plan. We'll meet you and you can lead us to your master. Betrayed by one of his own disciples, with a kiss, for only 30 pieces of silver.
Hail, Master.
Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss?
Guards, do you a duty? Lay hold on Jesus before he escapes.
Certainly he will not permit himself to be captured by this unruly, uncouth mob.
Did you speak to me, sir?
No, just thinking.
They are actually binding his hands.
Yes, those unbelieving, unsympathetic people actually touched the Savior and bound his hands. What have I done? I thought that if he was to be crucified, I could do nothing about it one way or the other. On the other hand, I thought surely that if he was not to die, my betrayal would force him to deliver himself and thus show his power and right to be Israel's king.
Greetings, betrayer.
I didn't mean to actually betray him into enemy hands.
Oh, I'm not complaining. I'm just curious. I believe you've been with him for years and witnessed many of his mighty works and miracles.
Yes, and I'm proud of it.
Betrayed your master and proud of it?
Actually, I did him a favor.
A favor?
Yes. In the first place, I did not believe that Jesus would permit himself to be arrested. Time after time, the authorities have tried to take him, but always he has escaped. I thought he would this time.
And that is a favor?
There are many things about the Master and his teachings that need clarifying. Is he or is he not the Messiah? Is he or is he not to sit on David's throne as King of Israel? I decided to put these things to a test. If Jesus permitted himself to be arrested, and if he is really the Messiah, the people for whom he has done so much would rally about him and proclaim him king.
And this would give you the credit of having placed him on the throne.
Exactly. It would secure for me the highest position next to Jesus himself in the new kingdom. I would be prime minister.
Oh, I see. A two-sided favor for your master and you?
I have trained myself for just such a position. I would be a perfect prime minister.
Tell me just one thing. If Jesus had escaped from his captors, what do you think they would have done to you? Kissed you? No. Killed you.
My friend, I have that figured out, too. Perhaps you heard what I told the leaders just before I kissed the master.
No, I didn't.
I said, whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. Had he escaped, I would have reminded the leader that I had warned them to hold him tight, or he might escape.
You think of everything, evidently.
Of course. I'm a wise and prudent man.
Except, my friend, for one big failure.
I never fail.
This once you have. Your master has been arrested, and he will be tried and convicted. You did not plan on that.
Oh, yes, I did, in a way. The longer the master waits to free himself, the more convincing it will be. More people will hear and know about it and force him to be their king.
There in the beautiful moonlit garden of Gethsemane, Judas had watched as Jesus' captors bound him firmly. In amazement, he had seen the Savior allow himself to be led away. Anxiously, he had followed him from the garden to the trial at the palace of Annas and Caiaphas. At every moment, he had expected Jesus to surprise his enemies by appearing before them as the Son of God and setting at naught all their plots and plans.
Your face, my friend, is pale. You're frightened. Things aren't going as you planned, are they?
I didn't expect that Jesus would submit to the abuse being heaped upon him by such a depraved mob of excitement-hungry people.
Perhaps, after all, you have sold your master to his death.
Oh, no, don't say that. I didn't. He could have freed himself. It's his fault, not mine.
No. It is my fault. I can't endure the torture any longer. He is innocent! Spare him, O Caiaphas! Out of my way, ye hypocrites! I wanted Caiaphas out of my way! Here are your 30 pieces of silver! I beg of you, Caiaphas, high priest, release Jesus. He's done nothing worthy of death. I've sinned in that I have betrayed innocent blood.
What is that to us? That's your affair, not ours.
Master, I cast myself at thy feet, acknowledging that thou art indeed the Son of God. I plead with thee, O Lord, deliver thyself from the clutches of these filthy leaders.
For this hour came I into the world.
It is too late. It is too late. I could have had a place in God's kingdom, but I let the evil one persuade me in one little thing, then another and another, until I betrayed the Son of God. I cannot bear to see him crucified. I will hang myself.